Morning, everybody. Well, I thought it would be good today to start with a reminder that the Psalms are songs. They are not merely to be read and understood and studied, they are to be sung. The Hebrews used the Psalms as their songbook, and we can too. Today we're in Psalm 124, and I managed to find a one-minute rendition of it in Hebrew on YouTube. Have a listen.
שיר המעלות לדוד, לולי אדוני שהיה לנו, יאמר נא ישראל, לולי אדוני שהיה לנו, בקום עלינו אדם, אזי חיים בלעונו, בחרות אפם בנו, אזי המים שטפונו, נחלה עבר על נפשנו, אזי עבר על נפשנו, המים הזדונים, ברוך אדוני, שלא נתננו, טרף לשניהם, נפשנו כציפור נמלטה, מפח יוקשים, הפח נשבר, ואנחנו נמלטנו, עזרנו בשם אדוני, עושה שמיים וארץ.
How beautiful was that? Well, you probably don't understand Hebrew, maybe you do, but here's a two-minute rendition of Psalm 124 in English. Have a listen. It's by Jason Silver from his album Love the Psalms, Volume 9.
Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven. On our side, let Israel now say. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when our enemies attacked us, then they would have swallowed us up alive. When their anger was kindled against us, then the flood would have swept us all away, and the torrent would have gone over us. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to the teeth. Escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowler, and the snare it is broken, and we have escaped. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when our enemies attacked us, then they would have swallowed us up alive. When their anger was kindled against us, then the flood would have swept us all away, and the torrent would have gone over us. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to the teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowler, and the snare it is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth.
Also very beautiful, don't you think? Doesn't it make you want to sing the Psalms in order to store them up in your heart? I think there's something very powerful about singing plain scripture. Well, to be sure you got it, I'm now going to read Psalm 124 from the NRSV translation. A Song of Ascents of David. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when our enemies attacked us, then they would have swallowed us up alive when their anger was kindled against us. Then the flood would have swept us away. the torrent would have gone over us. Then over us would have gone the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Amen. Well, let me say a prayer before I share some thoughts on this psalm with you. Lord God, please send your Spirit as we dwell richly in your word to revive us again now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as an individual, you may be struggling with some serious difficulties in your life right now. As a group, we may be struggling with some serious difficulties in our lives right now. These struggles may vary from person to person and from group to group, but there are always struggles, aren't there? As far as I know, no one has ever lived a struggle-free life. Our lives consist of so many facets that if we're doing okay in one area, we might not be doing okay in another area. Whether our struggles are spiritual or physical or mental or emotional or relational or financial or social, the reality is life is a struggle. We struggle inwardly with thoughts and emotions and desires and actions. We struggle outwardly with people and systems and circumstances. This psalm uses four very vivid metaphors to describe the struggle of life. There is the image of the earthquake. They would have swallowed us up alive. There is the image of the flood. The flood would have swept us away. There is the image of the predator as prey in their teeth. And there is the image of the caught bird, like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. Sometimes that's what life is like, isn't it? We feel like the ground is shaking and the earth is about to swallow us up. We feel like the floodwaters are approaching and we're going to drown. We feel like we're caught in the jaws of a predator and we're about to be eaten. We feel like a bird trapped in a cage that will never get out. This is where we live, in a world where we are familiar with these kinds of images. And so the question is, how do we find the courage to face our present moment? Well, that's where Psalm 124 comes in. The person who wrote the psalm had a relationship with God, and they had a history with God. And to get courage for their present moment, they needed to look up and remind themselves of who God is for them. And they needed to look back and remind themselves of what God had done for them. And doing that looking up and looking back brought them the courage that they needed to face their here and now. Present courage comes from remembering who God is for us and what God has done for us. So, looking up, the psalmist reminds themselves that they are not alone, singing the Lord who was on our side. This is so powerful and important, the psalmist thinks it needs to be repeated. The Lord was on our side. And then looking up, the psalmist reminds themselves that God is their help, singing, our help is in the name of the Lord. And looking up, the psalmist reminds themselves that God is their king and their creator by singing, the Lord who made heaven and earth. So for the psalmist, God is three things. God is their friend. God is their help. God is their creator or their king. And perhaps today you need that reminder as well. Please hear me when I say this. God made you. God is on your side. God loves you and will help you. Or to put it another way, I could say, you are good, you are safe, and you are loved. You may ask me, how can I say these things with such confidence? Well, along with Paul, all I need do is to look to Jesus and his life, death, and resurrection, and then I can ask the rhetorical questions that Paul asks in Romans 8. If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Whew. It's awesome stuff. Friends, as we consider our relationship with God, and as we consider what God has done for us, we can find courage in this present moment, whatever we might be facing. There was the psalmist looking up. What about looking back? The psalmist reminds themselves what God had done for them. This psalm is ascribed to King David. So as David thought about what God had done for him, I wonder what he might have thought of. Perhaps he thought back to when he was a shepherd and God delivered him from the lion and the bear. Perhaps he thought back to that day when he fought on behalf of all Israel and God delivered him from the giant Goliath. Perhaps he thought back to the days when King Saul pursued him and tried to kill him, and yet God delivered him from the hand of Saul. Perhaps he thought back to the days when he first became king, and God gave him victory over all his enemies, including the Philistines. Perhaps he thought back to that glorious promise God made to him, saying that he and his descendants would sit on the throne forever. They would have the kingdom forever. Perhaps he even thought back to the days when he made some seriously bad choices, like committing adultery with Bathsheba, or like murdering Uriah, and he remembered that God delivered him from his sin. David's life wasn't easy, and David wasn't perfect, but every step of the way, God loved David, and God was with David. No wonder in the psalm, he could sing, "Blessed be the Lord." But this psalm wasn't only penned by David, it was sung by the Israelites. And so as the Israelites considered what God had done for them, what might they have been thinking of? Perhaps how they thought back to how God had delivered them from famine in Canaan, or how God had delivered them from slavery in Egypt, or how God had made a way for them to cross the Red Sea. Perhaps they thought back to how God had provided for them in the wilderness, or how God had brought them into the promised land. Perhaps they thought back to how God tolerated them even though they were so rebellious again and again. Perhaps they thought back to how God disciplined them and yet God never left them or stopped loving them. Just like David, Israel's life as a nation wasn't easy. And Israel certainly wasn't perfect, but every step of the way, God loved Israel and God was with Israel. And so no wonder they could also sing, verse 6, "Blessed be the Lord." What about us? What about when we consider our histories personally as individuals and together as a group? Can we not also sing, "Blessed be the Lord"? Think back over your own life now and what God has brought you through in your experiences. No, your life hasn't been easy and you haven't been perfect. But like with David and like with the Israelites, God has loved you and God has been with you every step of the way. And although we all have different stories to tell, we have different experiences, perhaps using some gospel images, we can summarize our collective experience in metaphor. I once was blind, but now I see. I once was lame, but now I walk. I once was mute, but now I speak. I once was deaf, but now I hear. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was sick, but now I'm well. I once was condemned, but now I'm forgiven. I once was unclean, but now I'm clean. And on the list could go. And so, with such a list in mind, and with your own experiences in mind, we can all with gusto sing, "Blessed be the Lord." So friends, this morning as you look up and remind yourself of who God is for you, and as you look back and remind yourself of what God has done for you, be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you. How do I know? Jesus. Look at what he has done in his life, death, and resurrection. How do I know? The Holy Spirit. Look where the Holy Spirit is, shed abroad in all of our hearts to lead us in faith and life. Amen? Let's pray. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we want to say, blessed be your name. You are our help. You have been on our side. You have brought us through. You've been there for us. We thank you for who you are to us and for us and in us and what you've done in our lives. And we want to just be able to go now out into our week with strength and with courage, because we know who we belong to, and we know that you love us and that you're with us. I pray for everyone watching and listening now that this would be just so their experience right where they are, that they would know your presence and your love in their lives now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.